Welcome to the podcast, everyone. My name's Sunidhi, and if you find that difficult, call me Sunny.
Hi, I'm Tanvi.
Hi, I'm Anika.
So my preferred pronouns are she and her.
My preferred pronouns are no pronouns. Please never refer to me. I think Anika has the same sentiment towards.
Yeah, exactly. That as well. Precisely. Let's go.
Okay, so you
just walk, never refer to us.
There's three people talking. There's just one person actually here.
Yes, exactly.
And all the voices in Sunidhi's head.
Yeah, we're all. Yeah,
that's what we are. Yeah. We are just the voices in Sunidhi's head.
Mm, yeah, it's very comforting. Just one nagging like a crow, and the other one just making random references to songs that I don't need to know.
Thank you.
Anywho, so you've joined in and you're here listening, and we're going to talk about the midnight hour. We're going to talk about the spooky games that you can play at 3 a.m. or at midnight, because both of them are equally spooky. And yeah, let's just get right into it. I've done most of the research because I'm a bit of a tryhard, and the other two, they're just going to provide comedic relief, so they're going to provide comedic relief, and
let's just do the comedic relief line again. Comedic relief. It'll be so tough for you.
I think that's just comedic
it's okay, just comedic commentary, just change it to comedic commentary.
They're more funnier. Yeah.
They be funny.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to start with the first one, the Midnight Game. So this is an ancient pagan ritual, and essentially you just summon the Midnight Man, which is very on the nose, but, you know, we work with it. So you start at 12 a.m., obviously, and it goes till 3:33 a.m. And this entire time, you're supposed to avoid this person at all costs. Like, we don't really know who the Midnight Man is, if he's like a demon or like a spirit, or if he's even a he, but it says man, so I'm guessing we're just going to go with it. And essentially,
to interrupt you. For anyone who was curious, that's 213 minutes. I have a calculator in front of me. Thank you.
It's
so intelligent.
233 minutes.
213, oh my god.
213 minutes.
Sharma, babe.
How am I doing the math? Okay, I started doing the math suddenly and I was like, so that's like, necessary.
See, three.
You graduated high school.
Yeah, okay, never mind. I have a calculator, I told you. Yeah.
We're college girls, just by the way. But yeah, you basically play tag.
It's not major, but yeah.
We're basically playing tag with, you know, that one kid on the playground who just took it way too seriously. And that is the Midnight Man. He took it way too seriously because he's literally out for blood and will end you. Okay, so you start off the whole ritual and the game by summoning the Midnight Man. So, I wrote it down as like an experiment because I don't know, I just did. So aim, to summon the Midnight Man. Materials required: a candle, matches, salt, paper, pen, a wooden door, and lastly, a drop of your own blood. Okay, now just like quick question, just a side note, right? It says your own blood. Now, my brain did this. What about period blood? Like, can we use that? It's free supply.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna ask. Yeah. I was like, does it specific body part? Because my brain just went there like, what if you're on your period? Do you have
exactly, you just, like,
that? I don't need
down
a stamp
and look it out. Exactly.
You just especially for people who like use tampons.
Exactly. You just plot it
or
down.
Like, yeah, just like cups. Take it out, like
exactly.
Drop
just
blood.
Dump it on there.
Exactly. Easy supply. So I don't get it. Like the Midnight Man, man. Okay. So the procedure. So first, you write down your full name on a piece of paper and add a drop of your blood. And you have to like wait till the blood has soaked in. It shouldn't be wet. And then turn off all the lights in your
house.
What
if I use someone else's blood?
Oh, good question. Remember that, write it down, because I will explain that later. That comes along. So,
turn off
all the lights in your house and place the paper with your name and blood along with the candle that you have in front of a wooden door. Now, you have to make sure that like the candle has to be like lit, because the whole thing is based upon that the Midnight Man like lurks in the darkness, and you have to run away and make sure you're not in darkness, and that's the reason why you have a candle. Now you have to like knock on the door 22 times. Don't ask me why the numbers are like this. They just are. And
Taylor Swift fan, it's okay.
Oh my god, yes. That's, imagine Taylor Swift just like just chilling with the Midnight Man, and he's just like,
let me write a song about that. 22.
And she's like, wait, no way. You want to listen to this song?
I think it was more along the lines of like Midnight Man was just chilling with his weird knock number, and then he heard 22 by Taylor Swift and went,
and he just like,
got to change it up. Yes, got
a tear falls and he's like, oh my god,
this song's such a fucking bop that I have to like make sure that everybody whoever calls me has this
song.
Oh
my god, like at first it was like 13.
It's kind of his ringtone if you think about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he's decided.
Exactly. No, because this is the
22 by
You're
Taylor Swift
like this.
Yeah, he's decided that 22 by Taylor Swift should be his ringtone.
Yeah. Nice. And fair reason, fair reason.
This just in, the dude's a Swiftie. We stan.
Midnight stand. Man. The Midnight Man from the Midnight Game is a Swiftie. You heard it here first, folks. Well, from us.
Please don't write fan fictions. That's no, no.
Okay,
no, please do write fan fiction. You have to.
Tanvi, I have read enough. I have read enough of Shrek and Weird Singers. I don't need.
I
oh no, no.
The Shrek fan fiction.
You can involve me.
We
it's
have
fine.
To get into
me.
That some other time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dramatic reading of Shrek fan fiction next episode. Let's go.
I just thought of something. This is way too much banter, just by the way, but I just thought of something. If you're writing your full name on that paper, I just thought about that guy from Sweet Life. What was his? I memorized it.
Enigo Montoya or something.
Esteban Julio Ricardo Montoya.
Not Enigo Montoya. I'm sorry. Not Enigo.
I don't even know what you said. I just went like something. Esteban, right?
Like,
just gonna like
oh Esteban something
writing.
Esteban something something
his
something.
Name was Esteban
wait yeah, okay Esteban. No I just remembered Esteban Julio Ricardo Montoya de la Rosa Ramirez.
You memorized
oh
that
God.
And you could
shut
that's,
up
that's taken up such precious real estate in Sunidhi's brain. Holy shit,
is it precious?
my precious
Oh
okay.
My god.
I was trying to do a Smeagol impression, but clearly I'm fucking horrendous at that.
Oh, I was going with the ring.
Yeah, yeah, that's Smeagol.
Okay. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. I don't even remember names. Why do you have such useless... Okay,
I have the most useless information on the planet. Sorry, Sunidhi, continue.
Knock on the door 22 times, with the final knock hitting the door at exactly midnight. Which, okay... You know, but just not going to question that. I have way too many questions with this whole thing. So then you open the door.
How do you sync it? What if I have my final knock at like... Never
what
mind,
if I trip? Sorry. That's what I'm thinking. I've tripped over air. There's a jet right outside. Why?
Brilliant. Beautiful. Beauteous.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah. I'm just going to wait for it to pause.
International vibes. It's okay. Continue.
I mean, I'm just going to wait for it to pause till it's audible.
It's not audible anymore.
That's what the fart said. Yeah, yeah, it's not audible.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so then you open the door. Now listen to this carefully. Intricate series of events. Open the door. You blow out the candle. Then close the door. And then immediately light the candle right after. Because yes, that makes perfect sense. Which, if you think about it logistically, you're just kind of like removing the veil for the Midnight Man to come in. But then you're closing the veil again. But that's just me really thinking hard about it. So now, once you've done that, the game has begun. And now you're just supposed to have fun and avoid the Midnight Man till 3:33 a.m. Now, these are the potential observations, all right, of this experiment. So the dude, if he's near, you will hear whispering sounds, everything gets a bit chilly, and most importantly, your candle will start to flicker. Now, if it extinguishes, you have to relight it within 10 seconds, all right? And you have to use matches. I mean, you can use a lighter as well, but you have to use matches, most preferred. And you have to relight it within 10 seconds. Otherwise, you have to make a salt circle and sit in that circle. Now, you only have to do this when you're unsuccessful in relighting the candle. If you think like, oh, this is gonna take me too much time. It's, by the time, like, it'll be super dark, he'll come to me, so let me just put the circle around. And otherwise, you have to keep moving. The entire game, you have to keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. If you're standing in one place and you experience, you know, it gets cold, or you hear whispering sounds, or you see a dark shadow, which, you know, if you see a dark shadow, definitely keep moving. But if the your candle starts to flicker, just keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. Otherwise, he will get you. Now, the conclusion.
How do you have a shadow in a perfectly dark house?
Right? Like, how will you see a shadow? If the lights are out, anyways, you need a light
source. Like an outline in a way, if I'm understanding. Like, it's like a silhouette, probably. Like, you know, you have like
a. But then, if it's a perfectly dark house, how do you see a silhouette?
Windows.
We have a candle, don't we? Like, I see what. Yeah, I see what the point is.
So. Yeah. Let's just come to the conclusion of what's going to happen. So, if you happen to get caught, right? It said that he will either, you know, it's, you know, depending on where you look, he will either rip out your organs one by one, or you will be put in a sort of trance.
Lovely. What a gentleman.
Yeah, exactly. Or you will be put in a sort of trance or hallucination where you're stuck in a loop with your biggest fear. This is all claimed, and whoever claimed these, I don't even know. Like, don't even ask me. Someone just came up with these. First of all, okay, how do you come to that conclusion that, oh, he's going to rip out your lung, like your organs?
Right, because
like,
anybody who that's happened to, there's no way that they're alive to tell the tale.
Exactly. Right. And if you're in hallucination or trance, you're not getting out of it. And this game is usually played like, you with one person. I mean, you can't play
also, if you're
people.
Like stuck in a loop with your own worst fears, you're not going to know that it's induced by that demon. Entity, like the Midnight Man, you don't know what's going to be induced by.
What if my biggest fear, right? What if my biggest fear is Justin Bieber? What about then? So it's just going to be like a Justin Bieber concert all the time.
Also, how does he find out what your worst fear is? Exactly. I understand that that's like a little Tanvi, we're literally talking about a supernatural being here, but still, like, what's the basis for that, man?
Mind what if my biggest fear is just, like, okay, I'm thinking of, like, okay, not dumb fears, but, like, fears, like, what if I'm scared of, like, jelly? Like, jelly.
What?
Gelatin.
I really like jelly. I love jelly.
Same.
My mom's making some right now.
I hate the texture of jelly, but I'm not scared of it by any means.
Yogurt
just makes me go, ugh.
Everything about yogurt. Jelly I love.
Why does it jiggle? Like, it, and if it jiggles, it's not supposed to be in your mouth. That's just no.
I like the small cup ones. I don't like the big ones.
That's good news for all you male listeners.
No.
She doesn't like the big ones, folks.
Oh my god. Okay, so once you've started, so these are some of the precautions you could say. Once you've started, you cannot jump ship. You have to play it through. There's like no like recorded, quote unquote, recorded ways of, you know, aborting the entire mission. This can be multiplayer. I don't know why I wrote multiplayer. This can be multiplayer, but each individual partaking must do the invitation on their own. So for example, if like we three are doing it, so I have to like write my full name down, and then I'm not telling my full name, but I'm writing my full name down, put down my blood, you know, depending on the time of the month, and then I leave it there, and I do the knocking thing, the whole thing. But like the knocking thing, I think we have to be in sync for it, you know? And like we have to find like three doors on the same door. I have too many questions with this thing.
I actually read a few Reddit's to post on this a while ago. And the ones that I read, I think they just said one person can knock while the others just stand there, I guess. I have no idea.
Yeah. I just love how many logistical concerns we have with this. We don't care that he's ripping everybody's like organs off and he's making us hallucinate about our worst fears. It's
he's
just,
inconsistent. I don't need more inconsistent people in my life.
But like, how the fuck would that work? What are the logistics
of
this,
motherfucker?
So this is just like the do nots. So do not use a flashlight or a lighter in exchange for a candle, because tradition, I don't know. Do not switch on the lights in your house, because I don't know. Do not use someone else's blood during the invitation. Obviously, please use your own blood, otherwise the Midnight Man's just gonna start bothering the other person. then do not. Actually, no, that's a good form of revenge. Do
yeah,
not.
Yeah, that's what I was. That's what I was gonna say.
That sounds that so sounds good.
Genius.
I have a list of people whose blood I should keep in handy. In that case, just say.
It's like, oh my God, it's basically like a death image. Note. Then.
Like Anika just going.
That's
like,
death note then.
Like Anika just going bin diving in the women's washroom after like some.
That's what I was thinking. She's just like waiting through sanitary napkins. She's just like waiting through sanitary napkins and like, I wonder who gave this. I wonder whose this is.
I'm repulsed. Oh, I'm no. Literally recoiling.
This is getting way in. Oh no.
Edward
no,
Cullen! Edward Cullen!
Let's continue. I swear, like just add that meme God, somewhere.
She is oh. Edward Cullen. Okay, yes. Do not sleep during the whole game. Okay? Which obviously you have to keep moving. Do not provoke the Midnight Man because he is an entity.
That's so inconvenient though. I mean, like, it's 12 to 3:30. At least give some bloody leeway to take a nap in between.
But the whole point is that you're partaking in the game.
Your sleep yeah.
So if you're partaking in it, you just, like, have to have that mental note, like, okay, I should have slept before. It's kind of on you.
Okay.
You should have come at a better time. Like, that's all I'm saying.
Actually, yeah. Why that weird-ass time? Of, like, why not 12 to 3? That seems fair. Why 12:33?
3:33, no?
He likes...
3:33.
Yeah.
I think they wanted like the devil's number, like 666, and they're like, that's, hey, that's too much time. Let's just, you know,
that's
make
like
it 333 instead.
That makes a painful amount of sense.
Nice, yeah.
That makes a painful amount of sense.
Do not attempt to leave your house, and most importantly, do not expect the Midnight Man to leave once the game concludes. Which, like,
ooh, so
is
it's
unfair.
Like a
yeah, it's like you can leave that place haunted, but still, I don't understand. Like, that's a bit unfair. Like, leave, you know? The whole point of the game is to, like, hunt and then leave.
You're like, it's so unfair that that guy's being, like, an inconsiderate guest. We were nice.
Yeah.
We decided to be gracious hosts. We were like, we'll give you 3 hours where you can just chill in the house and, like, kill us if that's what you want. Everything you want, you'll have. But, like, leave
no,
after
No, I will
least.
Never leave your house.
Someone, commitment issues. He is a Swiftie.
Oh, shit.
Swiftie
not commitment
can you tell
issues,
I'm not a Swiftie? Can you tell I don't listen to her?
Sad, you don't. I had the best time when I was 13.
When I was younger.
Out to like
when
talk
I was younger,
no,
yeah.
Dude, seriously. No shit, though. Her last two albums are amazing. Folklore
yeah.
And Evermore. Fucking stand them. Amazing albums. Anyways, can you tell I'm a Swiftie?
I have one more question because, of course.
And I don't care
because
enough.
Because, of course, I have questions. What if you have pets? And what if you have like 3 dogs or something? What's going to happen to them?
You take your dogs outside the house and you get
why
somebody
you leave
to
your
pet
dogs
sit.
Dogs outside for like 3 hours and 33
no,
minutes.
No. You like get somebody to pet sit. You give the dogs
see,
to somebody.
I don't think dogs are an issue because you can like, if you live in a decent house, you can probably just give them the garden space to play in or sleep in. What if you have something like fish? What happens to them? Like you can't really take your aquarium up and like put it outside the house, you know?
Yeah, the Midnight Man can literally cheat and just like ask the fish to like, and what if they snitch on you because you didn't feed them one time?
Why can he talk to fish? Why can he talk to fish? What
why?
Is this?
He's an entity. What are you expecting?
Fish don't have brains. Do they have a brain? Do fish have?
Fish have brains.
Like, I mean, do they have
brains.
Enough thinking
brains.
Capacity to like recognize? I don't think so. Okay, never mind.
No, see, they do have short. They have a short-term memory. But they have a short-term memory.
Okay, so point is, you should
memory, yeah.
Feed
sure
the fish the night you're planning
food,
to do this.
Right.
That's the whole point.
Your fishes will snitch on you to your spirits and demons. Feed them. Go do it. Even though I hate fish, go do that. Because I don't want them to snitch on you. So,
I don't have fish right
more
now.
Of the story.
But yeah. I have another question.
I should go and feed my brother. He'll snitch
I
on
have
me.
A very important question. Like, I get mm-hmm. snacky after midnight. Can I have food? Is that allowed?
No, but the whole point is that the house should be like,
like
empty.
Okay.
It's like, as in like, if it should be just you, there should be no like other people unless they are also participating.
Can I eat food?
Yeah, but food isn't people.
Yeah, unless
you can eat. There's no issue.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Like, if you're
Dahmer,
eating, you're
I think
be
you
in.
Should be okay.
But if you're like eating, it's like if you're gonna make something, so you want to make like, I don't know, like fish and chips. I don't know. So, let's say.
Sorry, speaking of cannibalism, what's the deal with Armie Hammer these days? He's been accused of being a cannibal or some shit like that, right? Or like having a cannibal kink or something like that.
Let's not. No, no, no. Something. Not right now.
You're like, let's not get into
episode it. Episode number 60. Cannibalism. Tanvi's gonna have fun.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah, that's when I'm gonna be doing the research. Yes, sorry, continue.
Okay, now this one, I've actually seen a video of someone playing this. It was of course just fully staged, of course, but still, it was just fun. So this is called the one man hide and seek. Now this one is pretty simple. Let me just ask you guys a question. Have you ever wanted to be in a movie?
Yes.
No.
Dope. Cool. Annika, which movie have you wanted to be in?
Mission Impossible. I don't know. I just want to jump off like tall buildings and look cool doing like, it.
I have wanted to be in the universe of certain movies, but I would never want to be in a movie.
Great. So if this is your chance, folks, to be in a movie, you can be in Chucky, because this is basically what this is. This is a ritual that calls out wandering and restless spirits who just want someone or something to possess. So rather than giving them a human, you're giving them a stinky ass doll. So here you just take a doll, and like from what I'm reading about it, it's like usually like a rag doll, you know, the ones like with stuffings and like cotton and stuff. It's those aren't the ones that are like hella creepy. I mean, even the plastic ones are creepy, but I find the raggedy ones more creepy. But you have to empty out its insides and fill it with rice along with a piece of your hair or fingernail, so like some form of your DNA, so like it knows what to track, I guess.
Wasn't rice supposed to be a pure thing?
Exactly. I've seen a bunch of sites talking about like how rice is like pure.
Like rice is pure.
No, actually no. Because I remember reading this site one time and it said like to like harness and like to like store bad spirits, you have to take like buckets of rice and like that, and if it becomes black, then that means there's a bad spirit in it or something like that. I read it somewhere, I don't even know.
Oh,
but okay, like, it's so like a dream catcher in a way.
As far as I'm concerned, this is just more proof that any water that gets into your electronic devices is the devil, because that's the way you use rice, is right, to just dry your device. Yeah,
rice is the way. I love rice. Anyways, so you're supposed to seal the hole.
Rice and green curry. Oof. Yeah, continue. Sorry.
So, of course, like since it's like it's like made out of cloth, you can like, you know, cut it open, take out all the stuffings, fill it with rice, right? So that hole that you've made, you have to seal it up with red thread. I don't exactly know why red thread, but we're just going with the logistics of this.
I don't know.
Maybe. It's just supposed to be creepy for no reason. So then you're supposed to place the doll in a tub of water and turn off all the lights in your house. Then fill your mouth with salt water and go back to the tub where the doll should no longer be. So this entire time you're supposed to move around with salt water in your mouth.
Why is the salt water the worst part of it all? I'm fine with everything else, right? Just not the salt water.
The taste of salt water is just weird.
Can I add lemon to it? Like, make some lemonade? I have no idea.
I don't even know. It's just something with salt water. I guess it's like holy, whatever. And basically.
When did salt water become holy? Okay, never mind. Continue.
It has salt. Right? So the entire time you're moving around with salt water in your mouth, and you're supposed to find this entity and just like chase it down. Basically, it's like a fun hide and seek of sorts. You can hide from it. If it finds you before you find it, that might be problematic from what I'm understanding. Like, certain sites tell different stories of what happens if you find each other. But if you find it before it finds you,
sounds like a bad romantic comedy.
I know, it's so weird. Please don't make any fan fiction of this. This is weird. I don't know why, I just find it extra weird.
And Chucky. Chucky was sitting in the bot. Oh god, no, I can't.
Oh my god.
Why are you putting salt in your mouth?
Because I like the taste. Why you gotta judge me?
Once you find the doll, you're supposed to spit the salt water onto it directly. And you have to wait for it to dry. Once it's dry, light it on fire and discard all the remains to complete the entire ritual. And you can easily play this with friends. So this one, I don't think it's that interesting. It's just like, if you're bored and you just want to fuck around with spirits, I guess, you can. But why?
Sounds like so much effort. Just invest in a Ouija board or something.
Yeah. There's a similar one to this one, which is our next game.
Like, might as well just use a fucking Ouija board at that point.
Actually, yeah, Ouija
board. I still don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Ouija? Ouija?
Ouija.
I don't know.
I've seen people call it like Ouija, Ouija. I don't even know. People are... It makes me feel
dog.
Better.
The O-Dog.
The O-Dog. The demonic O-Dog.
The demonic O-Dog.
Oh, that's beautiful. So, the next one. Dry bones. So this is very similar to the previous one that we talked about, and it's basically hide and seek, but make it demonic. The stakes are so much more higher and so much more intense than this one. And this one is like in terms of like midnight games, this is definitely a better one to choose than the previous one. So have a candle and a matchstick with you. At 12:01 a.m., exactly 12:01 a.m., go to your bathroom and stare into the mirror. Light the candle at the same time while you're staring into the mirror. Let it burn out on its own and say the following words. Okay. I'm aware of your presence and I welcome you into my home. Come now. Which, by the way, any spirits that are possibly listening, can you not? This isn't an invitation. I'm not interested. Just please do not. This is just a game. This is just for the podcast.
That's genuinely...
You're like, stay away, motherfucker. I don't even want humans to visit me, much less demonic
spirits. No, but that's genuinely so creepy. I don't know. I don't like mirrors in general.
I know. Just like, have you ever like stared into the mirror, like into your eyes? It's just hella creepy.
See, if you just stare into your eyes.
Also, I'm sorry, what kind of demon is this that it needs your explicit permission to enter your house, but once it enters your house...
This is the nicest
house,
demon I've ever heard of. Genuinely, makes no the more sense. You listen, the nicest.
Like, consent. It's consent.
It's consent.
Consent. Please. Yeah.
Pickling.
Consent is important.
Pickling.
Learn this.
Okay, that's... See, the fact that even demons understand consent. And yet...
No, but genuinely, if I stare at the mirror long enough, I have to make a weird face just to make sure that the mirror is
me.
You know, the mirror. I have no idea. Mirrors just freak me out so much.
Especially if you're staring into like the eyes of your reflection, it gets really fucking spooky.
It freaks me out so much.
Gets really.
I don't know why I do this. I genuinely like hate it every time I do it, but I still do it.
I know. It's just like sometimes you're feeling bold, and then at night you see that weird crawly lady coming up on your ceiling. It's great. It's great. Continue.
It's great fun. Yeah. So now, before you do all of these wonderful things, of you know, going to the mirror, standing in front of it, lighting the candle, all that fun stuff, and saying those words, I'm not repeating those words, but saying those words, keep in mind a good, good hiding place, and remember it, because the moment you say those words, yeet the fuck out of there and go to that hiding place and hide. You have to fucking run to that place and hide, and. Because right when you say those words, the demon is there in your crib and hunting you down and searching for you. And the point is to not get caught. So you can stay in the same hiding place or you can keep moving around. It's like normal hide and seek, but again, demonic.
You know,
and you have to continue
what
this.
What does the demon look like?
At
can
that
you
point,
see the
I
demon?
Just accept my fate.
Can you see the demon?
I don't know. I don't want to. If you can see it, that means you're fucked up.
That's true. That's
true. I mean, clearly, if it's gotten so bad that you have to hide in a particular spot in your house because you summoned a demon, you fucked up anyways. At that point, it's too
but
late
this
to
demon,
save.
From what I'm understanding,
that's well
established. What if you cramp up? Like, you gotta shake your leg or something, you know?
Pick a good hiding place. Keep a good hiding place in mind and then go there. But, like, what if it's, like, really far? Or, like, why would it be very far? Then? Pick a good bathroom. I don't even know.
I know, right? Be rich, God. This isn't for poor people with small homes. No, get a mansion.
Yeah. Or like maybe also...
3BHKs don't do here.
Yeah.
The fact that we just called people with 3BHKs poor is sad. We cannot be
I live in a 3BHK.
So do I. I mean, not right now, but so do I. And of course, 3 a.m. comes in again. You have to stay hidden till 3 a.m. because... Midnight games. I don't know. So once you reach that
time...
What
is it with 3 a.m.? Oh, witching hour,
yes,
right?
Yes, witching hour. So once you reach that time, 3 a.m., right? Since 12:01 till 3 a.m., you have to blast it out. You can end the game by saying the following words. Thank you for playing, but you must leave now. You are no longer welcome. So right after you say this, you will most likely hear a groan or a grunt, meaning that the demon is like, I have to head out now. They don't want me. Gotta leave. And which
I'ma head out.
Exactly. Which is very mannered, very no well mannered no. than a lot of people I know. Just yeah, literally no taking no. it as
yeet out
really,
of here.
Really taking it as a gentle demon, just very kindly taking it. So of course, like if you win,
just like, okay, I understand. I'm not wanted here anymore. I will leave. Good
now, game. If you win, the demon will grant you any wish. But if you lose, well, let's just say, no one really knows what happens if you lose.
You
since
die.
They haven't said anything.
Your organs come out. I have no idea.
No, literally, a lot of sites that I've went to, and this is the like slightly eerie part about this game in specific, is that every game that I've gone to, I mean, every site that I've gone to talking about this, it doesn't specifically mention what happens if you lose, because people who've lost, well, nothing, you know, they aren't here to tell about it.
Okay, by the way, are we really working on the assumption that any of this is actually true and not just a folklore?
I'm a skeptic. I'm a straight skeptic.
Are we gonna pretend like that's the case?
You can't disregard people's beliefs like that.
Don't be a party pooper. This is like, it's so much fun to think about.
Yeah, plus a lot of people believe in it. I don't particularly believe, but like, I'm such a skeptic.
Oh yeah, same. Like, I don't believe in this until it is midnight and I hear something weird.
Yeah.
Then I run.
That's when the prayers are. That's when Anika brings out the prayer.
Oh yeah,
book.
I get straight religious.
Yeah, she completely gives up on her atheistic beliefs.
Agnostic, let's go with
that.
Agnostic beliefs, just straight up becomes a priest. Is that
oh
fair?
Yes, I am. I am a child of God. Technically Satan was a never mind, sorry.
Yeah,
you're gonna get canceled.
Technically he's a child of child of God. Yeah.
Child of Satan is a child of Satan.
He is his own son and father.
Oh my God, then demons are like God's grandchildren. Isn't that kind of cute?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
so
weird.
Cute. You know what that reminds me of? When liberal parents have conservative kids.
This is one of my favorite ones. Elevator to Another World. Now, it's called this and also the elevator game. You're going to need one building. So, you know, those connected buildings that have like, you know, that they're all like connected.
Again, somewhere. Not for poor people. Get yourself a building.
Invest, honey.
Better be downtown so you get some like classy ghosts. Otherwise, you don't need that, right?
But are the classy ones really the ones you want?
I mean, yeah, you can hope they leave you some vine or something. I have no idea.
Vine? You think vine
is
what classy
people
drink? The
ancient ones are the most like salty ones. They're the ones that like, fuck you, it's all your fault, even though you did nothing.
I have no idea.
The trashy ones are just the ones that'll fuck with you. Those are the ones that'll just say, I'm just gonna push this glass down. I'm looking way too much into this, aren't I?
I'm thinking so hard about the difference between a classy ghost and like a regular ghost, like, you know, next door kind of one.
Do you think a classy ghost would like tell you about like the stuff that they were into? Like, as in like,
maybe they're like really rich or something and they tell you like the secrets to success and, you know, getting up
I'm
there.
I'm sure if they're a ghost and not a spirit.
They're like invest.
Yes,
don't spend.
Invest
you don't need that.
You don't
Starbucks,
need, yeah.
Invest that money.
Honestly.
Like they'll just give you free financial advice. I need that. So get a nice
just like
glossy building.
Major boomer move. Just like major boomer move. The classy ghost is a boomer. That's what it is.
They're probably like not even. I'm pretty sure they're part of a generation that doesn't have a name. Like very old.
That's true.
Which is sad. Only say.
What if they're like really salty or like just really sad and.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they'd be hella salty. They'll just be like, "Oh, you look like the
You look like a peasant. Get out of my
face." Yeah. I think currently all of us do, given the fact that we haven't gone out in like days.
Oh yeah, I'm literally sitting in my night suit at 4 p.m. That's great.
Yeah, everybody listening, take COVID seriously. It's not a hoax.
Put on your damn mask.
Don't go out unless you absolutely have to.
Get vaccinated. Put the damn mask on regardless. Oh my god. That is perfectly timed.
It's ominous. That is ominous.
Oh, my legs are hurting so bad. Oh.
I have that effect on people. The Midnight Man.
Water may not be wet, but you will.
But you're about to be.
If you're not wet while listening to this demon who consents to everything that you do, are you doing things right?
You should learn.
You need to sort out, in the words of the great Ronald Weasley, you need to sort out your priorities.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, anyways, let's continue, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to start from the elevator game yet again. Because I forgot where I was. Okay, so where were we?
You said you have to pick out a building.
Right, building. Yeah, don't be rich. Classicals. Now I got the thread. Okay, so you should have a building.
This is going to be a nightmare to edit.
Oh, yeah, I'm literally dreading it. I'm thinking about it. I'm just like, oh, this. Okay, so you need to have one building. None of that fancy shit where it's connected to like another building and like another building. None of that. It should be one building with at least 10 floors, it can have more, and one functioning elevator. So it should be able to reach all those 10 floors, right? Now, you have to...
I'm telling you, this is just for rich people.
Generally, all of these... Because you have that comfort of like, I don't really have much... Actually, no, most... I was about to say most rich people are pretentious and privileged, but then I shouldn't. I mean, but if anyone's...
Let's
offended
see.
By that, then that just means you're assuming that you're rich.
Yeah.
If you are, please give us some money. Sunithi, shut up.
Yeah, no, we love rich.
Eat the rich because we are rich.
No. Yeah. I'm cutting that out. Why did I spontaneously say eat me? I just suddenly went, eat me.
Oh, anyways, continue, Tanvi.
Sure.
Wait, no, Sunidhi. Tanvi, don't talk.
Please never speak again.
Just never open your mouth. We don't need that. No one needs that. It's okay.
Okay. So, you should start off on the first floor and get in the elevator and make sure it's just you in it. If there is anyone else there, do not proceed. Because this whole thing, like, you can play it with, like, another person waiting for you on the first floor. Because there are a few accounts of, like, but this is just, like, mostly on Reddit, on like the No Sleep subreddit, so who knows how true it is, most likely isn't, but you know, people just like wait outside on the first floor and then the other one, they go on the elevator, do the whole thing and come back, so just like a verification in a way. So from there, from the first floor, go to the fourth floor, then the second floor, then the sixth floor, then the second floor again, then the tenth floor, and lastly the fifth floor. Now on the fifth floor.
It's so complicated.
Yeah. It's not that much.
Yeah, I would fuck up that order. 100%.
4 to 6 to 10, 5.
You have a whole building.
Dude,
you
trust
have,
me.
It's okay. When you're rich, you have
when
the building.
When you're running
you
for your life, there is no way you're going to be able to.
Imagine it's one of those like glass elevators that like people can see on the outside and you're just like moving up and then out. It just goes to the 10th floor and just like gone, just through the roof. Just confused.
Beautiful.
But yeah, so 4, 2, 6 to 10, 5. So now this way gets a little spooky. And so from this part, on the 5th floor, a young woman might enter the elevator. A lot of accounts say that she will, but a lot of accounts also say that like, she might. So you might not get her, and she other times you might get her. So whatever you do, do not look at her and do not speak to her. Treat her like she's Tanvi. Do not even say anything. Don't even acknowledge.
Don't even acknowledge her. Just,
what was that sound? Can you? Is someone talking? I can't. What? Huh? Sorry?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I think we're gonna have to edit this part out as well. Great. Sunidhi, Bubs, the amount of work you're gonna
she
have to do.
She doesn't have to edit. You keep just like continue. Yeah, she doesn't have to edit.
No, Anika was pretending, like, oh, who's speaking? What's happening? Like that. That's what she was doing.
Sure, why not? Let's go with that.
That's what I was doing. Yeah, oh my god, why are you like this?
Oh my god. This is fun. I'm glad I can individually edit things out.
So we're pretending Tanvi doesn't exist. What afterwards?
Yeah, just pretend it's Tanvi. That lady is Tanvi. Like, she will, like, the doors will open. Each time the doors will open. You can't just keep it closed the entire time. Right? They open. Fifth floor, a lady might walk in. She will stand somewhere. Do not look at her. Do not speak to her. Straight up, just don't even acknowledge that she's there. Right? And if you do, and now this is a little, I don't understand what this means, but they say that if you do speak to her or if you even do look at her, she will, quote, make you her own, end quote. So I don't know what that means. I don't know what that implies.
That's oddly romantic.
Okay, dude. That's again, oddly sorry, romantic. Not to mention Taylor Swift again, but that's, yeah, exactly. That's, I was like, is she gonna like try to fuck me?
No, Tanvi, no one wants to do that.
Okay.
No one wants to do that.
You're just like, no one loves me. And she just like puts, like, it's just like this grim looking woman, just horrific. And she's like, oh, baby, baby boo, no. Come here. I'm gonna have to kill you, but oh, come here. So one side even said, do not look at her, do not speak to her, she is not what she seems. So I don't know what that means. Ominous woman. So once you reach the fifth floor, and if the lady comes in or not, doesn't matter, press the button for the first floor. Now, there are two situations that will come from this. In the first one, the elevator will start ascending to the 10th floor. Now, here, you are going to stop at the other world once you reach the 10th floor. Doors will open, and you can choose whether you want to stay on the elevator or walk out and venture the other world. Now, the only way that you'll know if it's the other world, because it's said to be like an identical copy of, you know, like the current world that we're all in right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the only difference is no lights work. It's just you, the only person there. And, oh, you know, casually out of every window and crevice that you look, there's a red cross, giant red cross. So the only difference is that.
Sucks for anyone who doesn't like crosses or like the dark.
There are people who are afraid of crosses. You know that? That's like a phobia.
I know. Yeah.
It's like no vampires allowed.
No, technically it's vampires allowed because for them, like the people who scared of crosses.
It's a red cross.
Never mind. Let's continue.
Yeah. So that was the first scenario, ascending to the 10th floor. Second scenario is you press the first floor button and it goes to the first floor rather than the 10th floor. But so once you reach the first floor, immediately, once the doors open, get off. Do not look back, do not speak, do not say a word, leave. Clearly, the whole thing didn't work. This entity is there, potentially that young woman, whoever, she's there in the elevator and you've kind of opened like a sort of gateway, immediately leaves. So cancel it, try it some other time if you have free time and you're really determined to do this. So
I have a question. Is this like with some specific time, like 12 a.m. or something?
Oddly enough, no. But a lot of people have played it at like 12 a.m. and stuff like that. But like usually there's not like a time stamp for it. So
I do have to point out that, I don't know, so many scary stories have elevators in them for some reason. Like, I'm not sure if you've seen The Haunting of the Hill House.
Yeah.
Amazing show, by the way. Go check it out if you haven't. In that, there was a scene where this little kid, it's always a little kid, gets into a dumb waiter, you know, that thing restaurants and all use. He gets into that, and it was supposed to go up, like his sister pressed up, but it started going down, and no one knew there was a basement. And well, he saw some scary stuff. Let's
just keep it inside. If you want to know more, go watch it.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. Watch it, but it's scary.
Freak me out.
Like, there's so many other stories. I don't know if you've heard them, like urban legends about this hospital basement, which was basically a morgue.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of spirits and all that stuff. So, yeah, like elevators have so much to do with it. Because the elevator goes further than it should go or some stuff. Like, I don't know. Sounds fun.
Yeah, the school I went to in, like, 10th grade, there was a huge myth where, you know, the story was basically that, like, in the school basement, that we used to have a teacher. Her name was Mary. It was a Bloody Mary story.
Poor lady.
Yeah, so original. So
people loved it. People loved it. Where they'd be like, oh yeah, and you know, she used to park her car there, and she went, and she never, one day she left and she never came back, and there were like bloody streaks all over the basement, and so no students allowed to go there. So urban legends like that are very, very popular.
I'd like to take like 10 people with me downstairs to the basement just to see it.
I don't know if you guys have seen this, but like an empty elevator shaft looks so scary.
So freaky, especially if the lights are flickering.
It's just terrifying.
Yeah. This is very weird and eerie. It's like there's literally no control. You like hope that it takes you where you want to go, but like what if it just opens?
Yeah, there's
on
like
random
so many
floor?
Potential issues. You have claustrophobia, you have like say a fear of, you know, heights and stuff. You don't like to be having no control or whatever that is.
Yeah,
so Nidhi would know more.
Yeah, I'm control freak.
But you know, yeah, it's just a lot of stuff could go wrong. But big buildings, rich people, please give me money. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Like, the ones that really bother me are the ones that are completely metal, you know? Like, just, there's no windows whatsoever. Just the lights and, like, covered on all sides. Those ones freak me out. And that's the one that's in my house. I mean, not in my house, like, my building back home. So, it's literally just surrounding. No, like, actual crevices whatsoever. So, like,
No, you should see the ones which were, like, the old-time ones, which were just, like, weird railing kind of door, and you can actually see yourself going through the floors.
Oh my God.
That is so scary. I have no idea. Like, just straight horror movie vibes.
That any service elevator, right, with the flickering light.
Oh my God, yeah, the flickering light.
It's fucking terrifying.
I remember one time, like one of the houses I used to live in, we were part of like this building thing, and we had those like the chain ones, you know, the ones that like go like the diagonal ones, the accordion shaped ones.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I remember one time, because there weren't many, many floors. I think there was like 4 floors. And so they were like, let's just use this. It's cheap, whatever. And so I remember standing there, and it was just me. And I remember standing there. Someone was standing at the end of the corridor, like just stopped there. The lights were flickering. There was someone's like silhouette there. And I was freaked the fuck out. I was so out of it. I was so nervous. And I tried, like, because that accordion door chain thing, like, it opens from the outside as well, so if someone's standing there, they can straight up open and get in. You can't avoid it. I don't like elevators whatsoever.
I actually don't like elevators with mirrors in them, because I've actually been stuck in one, not for a long time, just 5-10 minutes.
Yeah,
like it was like a whole metal thing again, and the light went out or something, so there was like no light in the elevator, and there was a mirror in front of me, and I had my phone. So I used a flashlight from that, but the mirror and the flashlight, I was traumatized. Oh God.
Dude, that shit scares me. I don't like mirrors in elevators. The only elevators that I like are the ones with like glass, so you can see outside. I'm less scared in those. Like, you can break the glass as well and jump out. I've thought of way too many scenarios. I overthink too much.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't break glass, kids.
For everyone listening, don't do that.
You'll die.
We need your listenings. Come on. Your listenings. We need your listenings. Yep.
Listenings. Yep. Wow.
We need your listenings.
We need your listenings.
Heard it here first.
If you know us, so no,
articulate.
You don't.
If you know us, no, you don't.
No, you don't. You don't.
I mean, but like, our names are just so like an uncommon friend group name. You know, Sunidhi, Anika, Tanvi. If you know us, no, you don't. Let's just keep it at that.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, you've reached the 10th floor. You've seen what you wanted to see. You decide to venture out or stay. Doesn't matter. How do you get back? You must be wondering. So, if you had chosen to stay in the elevator rather than leaving it, it's pretty simple how to get back. You just keep pressing the first floor button repeatedly again and again, and that's how you get back. And same thing here, once the door reaches the first floor, yeet out, just sprint out. But if you had decided to exit the elevator and venture out and explore and see whatever you wanted to see, and you've decided to go back, once you reach the elevator, and it has to be the exact same elevator that you came into the other world with, you have to repeat the same sequence of 4, 2, 6, 2, 10, 5, until you reach the fifth floor. Once you reach the fifth floor, and you press the first floor button again, you will start ascending to the 10th floor once again. But before you reach the 10th floor, now I have no idea how quick these elevators are, like, I don't even, I'm imagining like it's a normal speed elevator, but it could be like a Burj Khalifa style, just hella fast, who knows.
But yeah, before you reach the, I remember when I was there, my ears popped,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
several times.
Yeah.
I forgot that building in Singapore, the really high, I'm forgetting the name. Anyways, yeah, it's like, it's got some, I think,
Marina Bay Sands floors.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's got a lot of floors, and my ears were hurting by the time we got to the top, damn. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you press the first floor button, and you start ascending to the 10th floor again. But before you reach the 10th floor, you can cancel the ascension by pressing any other button, right? Once you press it, that will bring you back down and to the first floor. However, once you reach the first floor and you look outside, if it looks even slightly different from normal, if it looks even slightly different, do the whole process again. Keep doing it again and again, the same sequence again and again, until you're back in the normal world where everything is in place. Nothing should be different. Again, the other world, the only main difference is that all the lights are off, it is just you, and outside every window, there's a red cross visible. So, getting back home is a little more difficult than it is to reach the other world, since sometimes you might be quite disoriented, and that might make it difficult for you to find your way back to the elevator. You might pick a one that's not the one that you came in with. So you'll be just repeating the sequence and coming back to the same place and being confused as to what had happened. So yeah, it's known that the other world will make you disoriented and confused and dazed. And also, if you happen to find the elevator, the right one, and you start moving towards it, it sometimes can also feel like that it's going further and further away, like in, you know, dreams. It's like you're running towards something just further away, and you're just running in slow motion. That can also exhaust you a lot. Now another one.
You know, I'm not gonna lie, that's a feeling I get very often in my real life. Maybe I am in the other world.
Oh no. I mean, but like, if you're in the other world,
this is all a hallucination.
Oh my god. Yeah.
That's, it's so like the, sad if this I'm is the, how you're spending your other world time. Like, that's so sad.
I swear.
Just studying for like exams and shit and talking to two other people on a podcast. That not many people will be listening to.
I hope nobody listens to this.
If you're listening, you're making a mistake. This is just for our validation.
Please log out right now. Yeah.
No, please stay. We need it.
Tanvi is disgusting. Don't listen to her.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Now, if you happen to pass out in the other world, because it can make you faint, it can make you so just muddled up, you can pass out, you will most likely wake up in your own home. However, check if your home is actually your home and not just a part of the other world. Now, this is just my personal opinion, but low-key, I think Elisa Lam, you know, that whole story. If you don't know the whole story...
Oh, that's exactly what I was about to talk about. Elisa Lam, I was just about to mention her, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
If you don't know about this whole thing, there's a great video on BuzzFeed Unsolved about Elisa Lam's, like, whole incident, the whole experience, but... I think that she did the elevator game and she messed up and accidentally looked at the young woman who came in on the fifth floor, and you know, she started acting out the way that she did, and she unfortunately died the way she did. However, I know that someone will say like,
oh, is this the one where her body was found in that
in
tank?
A tank, yeah, and the water was black,
and then the water,
that's awesome.
Okay, yeah.
The motel one.
Oh, I didn't know this was like an elevator game story. I thought she was just like...
No, it's not. It's just my speculation.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, you can definitely say that like Oh, but like in the cameras in the elevator, it's not shown that anyone else was there. Or like she didn't move, or we didn't see her.
But of course, no. But then, of course, if it's a demon or a ghost,
exactly,
or whatever,
can I change then that?
It's not necessary. That. Yeah.
Yeah. So I personally
and like
think
for
that.
Context, it's just there's this. It's a video, basically CCTV footage of this lady walking into an elevator, then stopping at random floors, looking out, pretending to talk to someone, or like as if she's having
weird
a conversation, look really frightened. And then come back inside the elevator, and it's just like really freaky to look at. And then she went missing, and her body was found in this water tanker that goes, well, to all the rooms. And yeah, they were getting black and dirty, muddy water, and they were like, what is wrong? So they went up for maintenance, and boom, her body was in the tank, and no one knows how it got there.
And yeah, no one really knows how
really
she got
freaky.
In. Like literally, that's the thing about water tanks, they're huge, right? They're massive, and the tank
and it's physically
is,
impossible for her to get in. Yeah.
Yeah, she was a small woman, actually. And like the what do you say, the lid that opens the tank, right? You would have to, in order for her to like be found the way that, way she was found, she would have to open the tank, which is like the lid for the tank, which is hella heavy, right? She would have to open it, get inside, and close it at the same time, which is very exceptionally difficult. And plus, she was also nude at the same time. No one even saw her go upstairs, so it's bizarre. I don't even think there was, like, a proper ladder as well. But yeah, even I personally
yeah,
think that
like,
this is a case of the elevator game. But this is just me being a skeptic. I don't genuinely believe in all of this. I'm just a skeptic, like a true blue skeptic. That's it. But yeah.
It's fun to think about.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I mean, I kind of want to talk about Bloody Mary. But, you know, I think we all know about Bloody Mary. You just look in a mirror, say her name 3 times, and...
I think that's the game we've all played.
I haven't,
that's like
actually,
one of those
but
that
I, know
I think
of
we've
stories.
All done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually had something weird. Like, I have this weird memory. I don't know if it's just my brain making up stuff because I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it actually happened. But, yeah, basically, you go into the mirror, like your washroom or whatever. You have a mirror. It's dark in the room and you have a candle. Cool, you say her name 3 times and she's supposed to come and be very violent or just haunt you or some, I don't know, nonsense. I don't know, I have this weird memory from like 3rd grade, I think. And I don't think it actually happened now, but back then I was pretty freaked out. So it's one of the first times I was like sleeping alone in my room, like, you know, a big kid, mature, let's go. So I'm sleeping there and I always sleep with the light on. I did not like the dark when I was younger. I still don't like it, but I just used to sleep with a small light on or something and kept the corridor lights on in the house. So I was asleep. I woke up around like 11:45-ish, I don't know. And I went to the washroom, and when I was coming, I was like, hey, it's like almost 12. Should I try Bloody Mary? Because it was like all the rage in school. It was all the rage in school. You need to know this.
Yeah.
So I did have a candle. We had this like torch kind of thing that was in the shape of a candle, if that makes sense.
We
of course. I was in 3rd grade. I'm not allowed to handle fire, so I used that and I went like, yeah, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, don't come right now, I'm standing in the mirror, don't come. No. Yeah, so and well, I don't know what happened, like nothing really happened, and I was like, oh, that was anticlimactic. I turned on the bathroom light and I walked out, closed the bathroom light, I look in my room and all the lights are off. I was like, why are all the lights off? Because I went and checked the switch, like, has the power gone out or something? But it was just like the switches were off, which is odd because I don't like the dark. Mm-hmm. And my parents know that. And I go to my parents' room to see, you know, like, is it dark there as well? Like, what's wrong? And I see both of them, like, snoring away. And I don't know what, I just kind of slept on my way there. I slept standing for a whole 3 seconds, woke up and went and slept between my parents. But I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of weird, kind of odd.
Okay, as somebody who really, truly does not believe in all this.
Yeah, I do think my parents turned off the lights. Yeah,
yeah.
I have
yeah.
no idea.
I was just about to say,
I think so,
maybe
but...
it was your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's fun. Like, in 3rd grade, I was so convinced because all of my friends were like, Bloody Mary exists. I know you met her, bro. I know you met her. I was like, okay, I guess I did. But I have like genuinely it's very hazy, but I was just like pretty freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the dark. Thank you.
I mean, I personally just, it's not very much like Bloody Mary. Like Bloody Mary always freaked me out. But in like 9th grade, I think, I hope none of my friends from that time listen to this. But I think it was like ninth grade. And at the time, there were like a bunch of videos and stuff about Charlie, which is like this young Mexican boy who had died and now he possesses this game. And basically, like, in case if you don't know, it's you on like a piece of paper, you make like a plus sign and you do like yes, no, no, yes in like a zigzag pattern, in like a Z. So, yeah, and then you just like place two pencils on that plus sign, and in a way that like the top pencil is like mobile, like it can move and rotate on the second pencil. And essentially, you're supposed to go like Charlie, and like ask a question, and it's supposed to move on its own. So my friends and I in like ninth grade, it was like after school, we were all just like tired, and I think it was like a Thursday, and we set it up on like a single table. We like pushed all the tables aside, and we were like, I think 10 people, maybe more, maybe less, I don't remember, but it was a bunch of us, and we were all standing in a circle around it, and I think one of us asked the thing a question, being like, Charlie, are you here? And it moved, and we all just like screamed, we're like, oh my god. But then one person was like, no, I think we're all like breathing. they were like, oh, we're breathing, that's the problem. So we like turned off all the ACs. And
let's just die.
Let's just die. Sorry. So they were like, okay, let's just turn off like all the ACs and all the windows, all the doors, and like cover our mouths. And just speak through it, because like it's audible, right? So it's not too difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up asking like, Charlie, are you here? And we just kept staring at it. Nothing happened. Didn't move. And I was about to just like remove. I was just about to remove my hand and be like, oh, it's just a dud. Come on, guys. You're just being babies about this. Because at the time, I was just a pretentious prick. Still am. Not as much though.
You still are.
Yeah, not as much.
You still are.
It's rich of you to say. I was going to say it, but I was waiting for Tanvi to go ahead.
Yeah.
It's better if she's the dick. Yeah. So.
I know.
Of course.
So I was about to remove my hand, but then we just saw it like move to the yes slowly. And we all, and like the way to like close the game, like in, you know, like Ouija boards, you're supposed to like go over the goodbye and finish it. So for this, you're supposed to like pour water on it. And all of us took our water bottles and everything, just splashed water everywhere. Just got everything just wet with water.
Wet with water.
I said wet with water for a reason. And
you're like, I know my audience here.
We screamed and ran out of the place. It was crazy. But yeah, these sort of games are just, they're fun to do. Not too much effort. You just do the basics, the bare minimums. Bloody Mary's just like, it's such a like a, like you're in the dark and lights can like, the candles can like really warp your vision, makes it look so weird, like it looks like something's there, someone's behind you, something's moving, especially if you have like curtains or like trees and windows outside, cabinets, anything, your own shadow starts like flickering and moving a lot. So, and of course you're gonna be edgy about the whole thing, so
yeah.
That's always fun. So if any of you do happen to do any of these, kindly let us know. We haven't figured out our social medias yet. Hopefully we figure it out in a bit and we'll let you know. Hey guys, Sunidhi here during editing. Just want to shamelessly plug in our social media. You can find us on Instagram at dudeiswaterwet and on email dudeiswaterwet@gmail.com. This should all be there in the show notes, so check that out and contact us. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear suggestions and criticisms, and of course how much you hate Thunby. But that's all for me. Toodles. But yeah, definitely do let us know. It's definitely,
it'll be the account with exactly 3 followers. Yes, thank you.
Exactly. It's definitely exciting, it's very interesting. And yeah.
Just to clarify, I don't think any of us like really do believe in this. It's like Tanvi's a straight no. I don't believe in this until it's like midnight and I see a weird shadow and I'm like, hey, maybe I should like pray for once, you know? And Sunidhi's just a straight skeptic, so
yeah,
that's great.
I like having.
I don't know about
the...
Sunidhi, but
yeah.
I don't know about Sunidhi, but I definitely don't think what happened to me in third grade was real. So it's just like, memories are a weird thing. You can like twist them around.
See, it's like,
and
It's like one of those things where, you know, your mind makes you. So I've heard this from a lot of people who like friends of mine who've gone skydiving and shit, where they're like, I think in the moment I was like pissing myself, but my mind has convinced me in retrospect that I was having a great time. Mm-hmm. So like, I think I really enjoyed myself, but in reality, yeah, like, the videos exactly. that were taken of me at the time, I absolutely shot myself.
Your mind is like,
I swear, this is like 10 years ago, so I have no idea.
The mind is such a wild place, because in moments, like for example, like in horror movies and horror games, right? People will shit on like the main characters for like doing certain decisions. I guarantee you, you will not know that you're in a position like that you're about to like be attacked, like that it's like in a horror movie. Like, I know that there are situations where I've literally witnessed people who will always shit on the main character for making certain decisions, but they're doing the exact same thing.
Sunidhi, some of us like to make fun of people on TV. Please leave us be.
While being the people. Great. Oh, man.
But it's so like Sunidhi to defend fictional characters.
Oh, I love fictional characters more than
you
people.
Don't know.
That's true.
Okay, guys, given that we've spoken about some horror stories that may or may not be true, can I just mention very quickly a horror story that's definitely true and like about to happen?
Sure. I feel like she's gonna hit us with news.
That's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, it's gonna be like,
welcome to Tanvi's News Corner.
Because, yeah. Oh, ew.
Welcome to Tanvi's News Corner. So we all know about Sophia the robot, right?
Like, oh, the AI. That whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. So Sophia was originally manufactured in China, and they have now decided to mass produce other robots like Sophia.
Okay, can I just be honest? I don't hate China, but like, can China just pause? Just for a moment, just pause. Like, it's doing too much.
Of course, I don't agree with a lot of policies that the Chinese government has propagated over the years, and I personally
don't agree with any government policies.
That's true. I believe in
anarchy. Only New Zealand.
And utter
anarchy.
Only New Zealand. But New Zealand and
kill
Sweden.
Each other.
Yeah.
They're both doing great.
Yeah. No, but on the subject of like AI and stuff, I do like, I mean, yeah, AI exists, though, but I think we're a long way from like ASI and stuff.
No, oh, but
it'll be a while before.
No. The problem is once we start automating, like once we start really going into AI, right? The point of singularity will approach at an exponential speed. So if we manufacture or we make some sort of AI, the first thing it will try to do is make its own AI. And the second generation of AI is going to be more efficient and a lot better. Yeah, and then it'll approach so quickly that we won't know what to do. You understand? Yeah. Each iteration
for
will
another
keep
episode.
Getting better.
Thank you.
We need to deal with that dread.
Each iteration will keep getting better than the last, and it'll approach the point of singularity. Then will approach us. We'll just approach the point of singularity so quickly that we won't know what to do, and then humanity is doomed. Obviously, that's what every piece of sci-fi has been telling us since Asimov.
FYI, that is the point where you go into these midnight games. Like, call over the midnight man, have like a chat with him. You know, just bored, don't want to talk to robots. Go ahead, talk to him. Like, how's life been for you, man? Like,
at that point, we're better off dealing with demons than our robotic overlords.
I get ignored a lot. Don't worry, I don't mind this.
Just as per the usual.
Question though, but like, would you smash the midnight man?
Depends.
I want to see the Google images for the midnight man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, me too.
I don't know.
Let's do this. And I'm doing this on my university account. They're gonna have a great time.
Yeah, the midnight man.
Beautiful.
Oh, like oh yeah.
No, I just
a
got
movie
trailers for
thing.
Some movies.
Oh yeah. I mean, look at that figure, like a full hourglass thing going for him.
Oh,
you know,
sexy,
good for him.
Sexy. Yeah. I think he's like
what?
A beauty standard rather than a smashable entity, you know?
I'm going to be honest, I don't think I'll be able to. Why are there a lot of images of rabbits in the for the midnight.
I know. Why are there so many rabbits here?
So many rabbits. Listen, we don't condone bestiality. We don't condone bestiality. So I'm gonna say
search up the midnight man.
Oh yeah, like the first few are kind of scary. I hate the long nails, must say.
It's very slender man.
One photo which is like really scary.
Yeah, this is one with like the and like then, the teethless smile and black smile. Like that one freaks me out.
Oh my god, yeah, it's same as yeah, it's by aminoapps.com, bruh.
That scary, one's scary fucking stuff. Terrifying.
Yeah,
all the
yeah,
others are like
ahead of that, there's one by bloodydisgusting.com and that photo like hourglass figure.
Oh yeah, there it is. Sexy. Yeah, that cake though. okay.
You're like, homeboy can get.
I want to watch this movie now.
Can you yeah, tell I haven't gotten movie. Any in a while?
Ever.
So Nidhi's just like, homeboy can Ever. Like get it. You know the Bella Hadid like complex interview yeah. where she's like, if homeboy comes
disgusting.
In, like,
please stop. Yeah. Please stop. Uh-huh.
That's
why speak you.
Sign my petition, like just get Tanvi deleted.
That's no our Patreon. Just, if you want her removed, go and subscribe to the Patreon, which we don't even have yet.
But someday.
That's
maybe. What we need you to listen.
Get Tanvi kicked off the pod. Get Tanvi kicked off the pod. I will be leading the charge.
Though.
I don't want to be here.
She would like have like a mini episode.
There's this photo. Wait. I'm still on the Google Images thing, but like, there's this one photo where there's this lady crawling on the ceiling, which is
yeah.
one of my biggest fears, and it's very dark in my room now. One second. And the light isn't. Wait, one second.
Hannah's getting pissed. Anybody else who's interested to be like
no.
the third person on the pod, please send us an
no,
email.
It's okay, I don't
Clearly,
know.
Clearly, Hannah's not going to be with us for much longer.
Dun, I could almost dun. Hear her. Man. I mean, if we could
no,
find the movie, then we could like have like a mini episode where we watch it, all three of us. Or like whenever we meet, honestly.
Yeah. But like right now, that woman on that ceiling is really terrifying me. I'm going to close
yeah,
this.
Generally. It's weird.
Yeah, like women with long hair on ceilings, just, I don't know, they're very scary.
Hunter's like, yeah, short hair is completely fine.
Yeah, short hair is
but
fine.
Like,
don't
if it's
have
like
long
shaped
hair
in
and
a very,
from
like,
the ceiling.
In a very like crisp way. Like, you know those bangs are just so like like straight across the forehead and like the bob cut haircut. Those ones freak me out. Mainly because it reminds me of, like little
That's
kind
of like a Raggedy Ann doll almost.
Yes.
So that's pretty scary.
Yes. Raggedy Ann
yeah.
dolls scare me. And I had one when I was a
Annabelle's
kid. And I just
waiting
like,
for you.
I literally plucked its eye out when I was younger.
She's in Ed and Lauren's basement. She's waiting. Not basement, like whatever. She's in their house waiting for you.
In their occult museum.
Yes.
I
actually want to go
it's
there.
It's same. I want to go there. Really do.
We don't have the money, but you know.
I mean, you can give it us. Give it to us if
you
listen.
You can give us some money.
Why? We're asking for too much while giving the bare minimum.
This entire podcast was just me asking for money and Tanvi and Sunidhi backing me up.
Yeah, it's just like, we're giving the bare minimum and asking for so much. Which is very much
yeah.
our entire life.
That's
just
like
getting
real life. Nothing
yeah.
new there.
Asking for too much. We're very nice people. We're just being very shitty right now because we're very bored.
Speak
we did this
for
very
yourself.
Impulsively.
I'm like,
on
speak
us.
For yourself.
Try having a conversation with Tanvi for over 3 minutes. Like, just try.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's not a conversation.
Listen,
you're literally in a podcast where she's just talking and you're just sitting there.
It's going to be a monologue.
That's
what
bad. Her Wi-Fi sometimes
It's going to be a monologue.
4 hours in, the Wi-Fi starts cutting out. I was like, Lord, yes, thank you.
Oh my god.
Nah, but we're great friends, all of us. We know each other. And
no.
very impulsive decisions we make sometimes. Such as this
no.
one.
yeah.
So we just did a lot of banter, a lot of I'm gonna cut out. But yeah, anyways, guys, I've got a very great question for you. Is water wet?
I very strongly disagree with that statement. Like, I do
You don't know how the water feels.
You need to look at the psychological standpoint of it. Like, for example...
But water...